Darren, I don't know if you know, you've made a bit of history today. Not only have Hyde United won an FA Cup tie, apparently it's the first FA Cup tie won at home in 11 years.
Oh, right. Well, to be honest, it's just the win's enough. You know, can always, the FA Cup's got its glory, it's got its history, it's got its bloopers in there, and the fact that, you know, giant killings and things like that. And I'm not saying it was won like that today, but it's one of those when you play teams from lower leagues and things like that. It can be difficult at times. It's all about the mindset. So, to be honest, I drilled that into the players today in terms of, you know, it's got to be a hard work and professional performance. The players were outstanding. The players were outstanding in that department. You know, they were professional about their jobs, their roles and responsibility, their work ethic in and out of possession, and not even exaggerating, it could have been 20. You know, that's not even exaggerating, you know. So they were superb. To be honest, you know, they're like a young Ayrton Bevins, got a goal. He missed a couple of good chances. Delighted to see him, you know, get the goal, because he's worked tirelessly up there, him and Chris Amati. Midfield as well, you know, the running non-stop. Cadman and Dean Pearson just sitting in behind again, winning it, giving it. Back three were outstanding as well. You know, clean sheets, that's where we build from, the back. And the two wide men, Burke and young Ellison, when they come on, and Brownhill on the left, were absolutely fantastic. You know, so yeah, very, very pleased.
We've had managers at Hyde United in recent years who haven't liked cups. One, you won't mind mentioning his name, Steve Waywell, who said he didn't care about cups at all. What's your opinion of knockout competitions?
Oh, no, they're massive. They're huge. You know, there can be, you know, there can be many different things a good cup run can give you. You know, it can give the supporters potential, you know, days out in terms of certain trophies. You know, that piece of silverware is important. I've always come out with a, you know, it's quite, back in Ireland, it's quite a quote in the fact that, you know what, when you stop playing, people don't, you know, ask you how much money you made in the game, it's what your medals are. And for me, every competition that we're in will be taken seriously, because I've come here to win silverware, you know, and no matter what cup it is, that's what I want to do. Yeah, I have to be realistic. It's not going to happen in the FA Cup.
You never know.
But, well, that's what I mean. You know, it'd be great to, which we're going to aim to do, to be honest, have a good cup run in the FA Cup. Why not? Especially at home, we've been dominant. Then you have the likes of the FA Trophy and the Manchester Cups, you know, like a FA Trophy at Nantwich last season, got to the semi-finals. You know, to be honest, I want to be successful at this club. I want to give this club something to smile about, and for me, how you do that is getting results on the pitch, which is going to equal silverware.
Was it, well, I'm stating the obvious, but important to get a win again after that blip in midweek at Colwyn Bay?
Yeah, to be honest, it was. This, you know, going to Colwyn Bay was different for the players, especially coming to this down to this level. It was a big wake-up call, if I'm being honest. And the fact that, you know, sometimes, yeah, we like to play fast, attractive football and try and create lots of chances like we did today. But when we go to away grounds like that, you know what? It's probably more about the battle and who wants it the most. And for me at Colwyn Bay, it was a wake-up call for the players. You know, I think it hurt. It hurt me to lose. It hurt the players, and the fact that they come off the pitch deflated. But I think the next time, you know, we go to an away ground, we know what we need to do, and it's very important. You know, at the end of the day, we don't want to lose many. We've targets that we've set, that have set with the players, and we want to achieve them.
Late change on the team sheet before kickoff, Bryce Wassey, was he hurt in the warm-up?
Yeah, just a knee. He was having a bit of trouble this week with his knee. So rather than, you know, he was feeling that he had to come in and see Steph, a physio. So rather than take any risk or anything, because to be honest, Nathan Woodward was the same. He was struggling as well. He was just sort of back this week. The aim was to put him on the bench, but hopefully not have to use him, which worked out well.
James Burke was okay after he went over his ankle, did you say?
Yeah, Burkey, again, you know, it's, you know, when I come to this club, I like to do things professional, like the information early, so that we can act on upon anything we need to. Burkey come off training Thursday night, because obviously he went over his ankle. Friday was quite stiff and sore. But as I say, with, you know, keeping in touch with him, he came in today, and he felt fine, ready to play, and he was superb, you know.
And Kirtley's got shin injuries,
Kirtley, you know, it's one of those. He's such a he just wants to give his all for the team, like he's been doing, and he wants to play every game, and he wants to be involved, which he has been. But sometimes, you know, this type of injury, you have to sort of take that little bit of rest. Kurtley again wanted to be involved today, even though he was still having a bit of discomfort and pain. But again, you have to hold him back a bit, which you've done, you know, because he was still having little, you know, problems with the shins when he jumped and things like that, you know. So that little bit of rest, especially this week, will help him for next week.
Finally, because I'm an observant sort of bloke, I notice you've switched dugouts. You're on the looking from the main stand on the left-hand side rather than the right-hand side. Is that a superstitious thing?
No, do you know what? It's not for me. It's just the way I think personally it should be. You know, you come out of the tunnel, that should be our warm-up area, and because of where our warm-up area is, I think our dugout should be there as well. You know, as I say, you know, from day one since I've come in here, I wanted to change the mentality of the club, you know, in terms of where they've been the last 3 years. And how I do that is make little switching changes, and the dugout being the one. You know, I'm here to do well. You know, I want this club to be successful. Everybody since I've come in has been absolutely amazing. So just a little mindset of things, like a dugout, to be honest, I thought should have been always there anyway. So just change that. And it's not superstitious or anything. It's just one of those things that I think should happen, you know.
Great, cheers, Dan.